Drum roll, please. Oh my goodness. Hi, friends. Long time no see. I've missed you so much. This is Ember from Things to Do. And I can't wait to do our craft today. But I am so sorry I haven't been posting episodes lately. Things have been really busy, even though it's quarantine. School started up, so I hope you all are enjoying your time at school, or if you're not at school. I hope you all are enjoying your life. So, remember, you can give me updates on how you're doing and ask any questions by sending me a message, because sadly, I don't have a message today. And remember, the link is anchor.fm/ember-ketting/messages. And those are all forward slashes for you. All right, let's get right into today's craft. What do you think? So, it's the holidays, am I right? Happy December, by the way. Wow, I can't believe how long it's been. So I think we should do something in honor of the holidays. And I was thinking, no better way to celebrate than snowmen. Because that's kind of something that everybody does around the holidays. And I don't want anything to be focused on just Christmas or just New Year's, because not everybody celebrates that. There's also tons of other holidays around this time, like Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or others. You could even send me a message on what holidays you celebrate. Now, I think snowmen is just like an open way we can celebrate. So it's not too focused on anything and it doesn't leave anybody out. So, what do you think about these tiny little fluffy snowmen? Fluffy? What? Well, I'll tell you the supplies in just a minute. What do we need to make mini fluffy snowman? Okay, well first let's start with the basics. You'll need some glue. And, oh, well I guess that's only basics. You'll also need some cotton balls, which is what we're going to make the snowman with, and some felt, which, if you don't have, can be replaced with paper. I just think felt works a little better. Or you could do something else. Be creative. You'll also need tiny black circular objects, whether they're beads or really tiny rocks. It depends on how big your cotton balls are, I guess. And yeah, go grab that stuff. I'll be waiting. What to do with all this stuff, right? Well, I'll tell you. Take your cotton balls. You should have 3. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't say that, but I figured you might figure with a snowman. You could have 2 or more than 3. But you know, I might topple over or it might be a little too short. Hey, it's your snowman though. I'm not one to tell you what to do. Well, fully. Anyways, glue your cotton balls together with that glue you should have got. I suggest liquid glue because it sticks a little better. Or, better yet, hot glue. That would be the best. But use whatever you have. I know not many people have that. Now, once you've got that, you've got your basic snowman shape. Now you can kind of go crazy. For felt colors, I suggest black and orange. You know, the black top hat, the orange button nose, or not button nose, that's Frosty the Snowman, carrot nose, and hey, you can make a button nose if you want, although you'd have to find a really tiny button. Anyways, cut a strip of your black felt. We're starting on the hat. Now roll it up so it's in a cylinder shape. And not too tall, though. Unless you want, like, an Abraham Lincoln hat. Now, cut another circle the size of the top of that cylinder. Oh, and make sure when you roll it up to glue the ends together. Now, take that circle and glue it on top. And you have the base of your hat. Now, cut out another circle a little bigger than your cylinder. And glue the cylinder in the middle of that circle. And, well, what you should come out with is a nice looking hat shape. You can even get some red string or something and tie it around. You know, so it has that little strip across. Now, for the carrot, you just cut out a tiny orange triangle. You can even add little line details. Pretty simple. And you can glue both of these things onto your snowman. And shabam! Now, with your little rocks, you can glue on two eyes, glue on a bunch to make the smile, and glue on two or three buttons on his middle part of his body. And voila, that's your simple snowman. Feel free to add whatever you want though. Arms, legs, a scarf. It's your snowman. Be as creative as possible. That's all. I hope you enjoy your little snowman. Remember to show your friends and family. I'm so sad to say goodbye. I don't know when I'll post another episode or if I will ever. Who am I kidding? Of course I will. I'll promise. I'll post an episode as soon as I can. Anyways, I really enjoyed our craft today, and I'm putting my little snowman right up next to my desk where I work. So, I can see it and be reminded of you guys, and I promise I'll never leave you behind, and post as soon as possible, like I said. ASAP. Anyways, happy holidays. If I don't see you again, I definitely won't be posting because I'm going on vacation for a while. So, see you another time. Bye!